What is a sacrament? A sacrament is an holy ordinance instituted by Christ, wherein, by sensible signs, Christ and the benefits of the new covenant are represented, sealed, and applied to believers.
Question 92 provides us with a definition of the word sacrament. So the word sacrament may be unfamiliar to those who perhaps are outside the Reformed tradition or who grew up in a different kind of church, but this is a helpful word speaking about a holy ordinance that's been instituted by the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's helpful, I think, here to relate the word and sacrament to one another. So you think of the Word of God, right? We have the Bible. And this is what we call the written word. And then we have, for example, this is a picture of a chalice or a cup representing the Lord's Supper. This would be the visible word. Right, so the written word and the visible word. Now, this is language that some of our Reformed fathers would have used, the written word versus the visible word. The Lord comes to us in the sacraments in ways that are in addition to the ministry of God's word. So as we hear God's word, it's coming through our ear gate, perhaps our eye gate if we're reading it. But with the sacraments, they're more... they engage our senses in fuller ways. So we can smell the wine or the bread, and we're tasting the wine or the bread, or the water is actually touching us physically as it is sprinkled or poured upon our heads, right? There's more sensory input, if you will, in the visible word, in the sacraments that God has given to us. One thing that's important to recognize is that the written word and the visible word must go together. So these must go together. Why is that? Because, for example, in the visible word, the content is provided in the written word. So if you set out a bowl of water, well, you don't know what that means, you know, or even to take and to pour water onto someone, or you see bread and wine, people eating bread and wine. The content for the sacraments is provided in the written word. And this is one of the reasons, for example, that in Reformed churches we would insist that you cannot have the sacraments without preaching. We do not observe the sacraments without preaching. The two are kept together. And they're both public ordinances. So the sacrament isn't a private ordinance that can be administered privately to people. It's to take place within the congregation, within the visible church of the Lord Jesus Christ, in association with the ministry of the word. So it's the sacraments are for those within. So the content is the written word of God, and it's for those within the covenant community. It's for the covenant people of God. The sacraments are for those within the covenant of grace, those within the covenant of grace. So that's different, isn't it? There's actually several points of similarity between the word and the sacraments, and a real, a fairly long list of distinctions or differences between the word and the sacraments as well. So, in terms of their similarity, for example, they convey to us the same grace. So there's not like a sacramental grace that's different from the ministry of the grace we receive in the ministry of the word. They're the same grace. They're both means that the Spirit accompanies and uses to bring the grace of Christ to our souls. So they're the same that way. But they're different in a number of ways as well. I've already mentioned the difference between how the sacraments affect more of our senses. There's a greater degree of intimacy and so on, perhaps. But one important distinction is the one that I've mentioned here with regards to them, the sacraments being for those who are within the covenant of grace. The word of God is to be preached to every creature under heaven. So we can take the word of God and preach in the open air, take it to the mission field, to the jungles, to the mountains, and the word of God is to be distributed indiscriminately to all people. We give them Bibles to read, we preach to them, and so on. Not so with the sacraments. The sacraments are more restrictive. They're only for those within the covenant. And so we don't just go out and baptize the whole, you know, people on the street, or we don't go out and just distribute the Lord's Supper to pagan tribes in Indonesia or something else. It's only for those who are within the visible church of the Lord Jesus Christ. So that's one difference. I'm just giving you an example of it. Here in this catechism question, it's dealing more with the definition of the Lord's Supper. And there's two parts, right? So two parts that we need to recognize. And this is given to us as well in the larger catechism. So it's larger catechism question 162. I'll actually read that. It's very brief, where it says, question 163. What are the parts of a sacrament? The parts of a sacrament are two, the one an outward and sensible sign used according to Christ's own appointment, and the other an inward and spiritual grace thereby signified. Well, you see the similar content in the shorter catechism in question 92. There are these two parts. There's the outward part, which is also called the sensible sign. And then we have the inward part of the sacrament, which we call the spiritual grace. Use the language of the larger catechism as well, spiritual grace. And that refers especially to Christ in Christ being brought to us in the sacrament. So the outward part would be water, in the case of baptism, or it would be bread and wine, in the case of the Lord's Supper. The inward part would be the receiving of Christ. So our Reformed Fathers, in the Lord's Supper, they would refer to, for example, bread in the mouth, and simultaneously, Christ in the heart. So there's two things that are taking place. You're sitting at the Lord's table and you're eating bread, and simultaneously the Christian is to be feeding by faith on Christ's body and blood. So Christ is spiritually present in the supper, not physically present, and we feed upon him by faith, right? By believing on him. And so two things are taking place: the outward, the sensible sign, and the inward, the spiritual grace. Now we can think about the content of the sacraments. What is the content of the sacraments? Well, to put it briefly, it would be Christ is the content, and the benefits of the new covenant. Right, that would be the content. And what is the effect, or what are the blessings that we receive in receiving Christ? What's the impact, the influence of having Christ and the benefits of the new covenant given to us in the sacrament? Well, there are a handful. One would be to strengthen
and increase our faith and all other graces.
So this is one influence. So just as with the ministry of the word, sanctify them by thy truth, thy word is truth. You know, Paul will say, is not the cup, the communion that we have with Christ himself. So we are able to have our faith and all of the other graces, which would include, you know, our hope and love for Christ and peace of conscience and joy in the Holy Ghost and many other things. These things are strengthened and increased through the sacrament. They also oblige us. They oblige us to obedience, new obedience. So the grace that God is giving to us is to the end of walking in obedience to Him. Another thing is to testify and cherish the love and communion with one another, with the saints. In other words, the sacraments have both a horizontal aspect, right? We are communing with Christ and we are receiving grace from Christ. But there's also, that's the vertical aspect, there's also a horizontal aspect in which we are enjoying closer attachments to our brethren. You'll see this illustrated at the Lord's table. You have a table that the Lord's people come to and they sit around, and it's brothers and sisters sitting around the same table at the same meal, meeting with Christ and feeding upon Christ. Our communion is chiefly with Him, but we're also having communion or fellowship with one another. It's testifying to and also causing us to cherish the love and communion that we have with one another. A fourth thing is to distinguish us from the world. So I said earlier that one of the differences between the written word and the visible word is that the written word is given to everyone, whereas the visible word is limited to those within the visible church and within the covenant of God's grace. And so it sets apart. Remember, in the Old Testament, circumcision marked them out. It set them apart from the Gentiles that were around them. Baptism does the same thing in the New Testament. The Lord's Supper does the same thing. And notice that the Catechism says, lastly, that all of this, all of these sacraments do three things. Let me get them up on the board here. Represented, sealed, and applied. So Christ and the benefits of the new covenant are represented, sealed, and applied to believers. So remember that the efficacy is dependent on the ministry of the Spirit working faith in us. So it's not represented, sealed, and applied to everyone, but to believers. Represented carries the idea of signifying something, right? This sensible sign. Sealed has the idea of a confirmation of authenticity, of reinforcing and assuring us of the truthfulness and reliability of Christ and the benefits of the new covenant and so on, and applied. So Christ and the benefits of the new covenant are applied to us. The Lord is coming to us. He's showing it to us. He is sealing it to us. And then He is applying it to us so that we're actually receiving Christ and all of these benefits. The forgiveness of sins and all of the other benefits that come from union with the Lord Jesus Christ. So question 92, what is a sacrament? A sacrament is a holy ordinance instituted by Christ, wherein, by sensible signs, Christ and the benefits of the new covenant are represented, sealed, and applied to believers.